Nerds!
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 Party nerds, party nerds, party nerds, party nerds,
party nerds,
party nerds,
party nerds,
party nerds.
All right, all right, all right. We are back. Party nerds in the house.
Yeah. Party nerds in the house, man. Yeah.
Yo, I think they need to give a Grammy to that dude that did that theme song, man. Know, two right? words. Two words, man. Two words in the whole thing, man.
Two
sound
words,
pretty fucking
slogan.
Dope to me. Yeah.
And it put you in the mood.
Yeah. Right
there. It's like several strokes of the part.
Yeah, that's it.
Cha-ching. It's hot. That's what we like. That's what we like. What's up? It's the party nerds. We in the house tonight. It's Jervis on the mic. I got this leading spot right now. Darnell is out of town. Who else is out of town? Aubrey's out of town.
Bravo's out of town.
I think they're doing a secret show without us. Something funny's going on, Doc.
The Party Nerds Underground?
We're going to find out, though. We're going to find out.
The B-Squad.
Yeah, or they're prostitutes, and we don't know about it. Something.
Or both. Like, it could be, like, you know, a prostitute podcast that you don't want us to know about.
Exactly.
It. Be like, oh, we're going into way too much detail.
Yeah.
I don't want to think of my brother as a prostitute, okay?
Yeah, listen, man.
He's a male. Yeah. We all know it's true. All right, to my left, I got my man, Dev.
What up, man?
What up?
Chilling, dog. I'm ready to talk about some shows that's going to be ass cheeks and some shows that's going to be dope.
So ass cheeks as in Gotham. And dope ass in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh,
all right?
My God.
I mean, both of those Jones is straight asshole to me.
He looked over to me, but I was like, I don't know, man.
And next to that man, Dev, with the ass cheeks comments all the time, is my man AJ. What's up?
Yo, what it do? I just finished playing Injustice.
There you go.
I always say Injustice, like that's not the name of the game. But
it's unjust.
It's unjust that Static Shock is not in that goddamn game. We'll go into that later. We're going to that game later.
He's going to go into that every time we play the games.
Without fail.
Nope.
Every DLC character they announce that's not Static Shock, I'm just going to be like, well, I don't give a fuck. Like, nah.
I feel you, bro. On that. Garbo. I feel you. And next to AJ, we got my man. No, it's your boy.
It's your boy.
Ed.
What up, people? What's going on?
What's good?
Yo, I'm glad I'm actually back in the studio after last week, man. I was in pain last week with my shoulder.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better now. Yeah. Thank goodness. They made it seem too serious, like I was like gonna lose my arm and everything else like that.
But you still got that fucking Street Fighter hat on. You're still Street Fighting.
He was knocking Negan's out.
And breaking your fucking arms and shit.
Listen, man, I gotta show the power. Okay. All the power. I'm regaining the power. It's what happens.
Okay. That's good. We all with it. And then next to Ed, we got a. Who the fuck are you, dog?
Who's man is this?
Who the fuck in the studio? Yo, we got Marcus. This is AJ's boy coming through. Shout out, represent.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I am a what you would call your resident sweaty in the places where we don't have a whole lot of sweaties and not a whole lot of comic book stores.
Real quick, Marcus, what is a sweaty?
Oh, a sweaty is a. Well, you know when you have people who like comic books, mm-hmm. and they exist, and they just they read them from time to time, and they're all good and they're all fine, and then you have the people like me that get way too into it and look at that interesting little thing they had there, and it's not ever actually a thing, but.
You just read too much.
I read way too much into shit. I have a problem.
He like the niggas that make the fucking Illuminati videos on fucking YouTube.
If you take every third letter of every third bubble, that
excuse
shit.
Me, sir. I believe it's called the Court of Owls around here.
Exactly. Crazy ass motherfuckers up in here.
Exactly.
All right, we got a good show tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about. They've been dropping trailers. It seems like every week it's a new trailer or new info on a new TV show coming out. So that's what we want to talk about tonight. All these new shows coming out, and I think this is just a great time again to be a fan of superheroes. Just plain and simple, man. If you're a fan of this stuff, right now too much is not enough for me. Mm-hmm. Just keep on bringing it on because they've been doing, I have to say, they've been doing quality work with some of the stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. You like shows better than others. Some are a little more campy than others and all that stuff, but you need that balance with these shows. They all can't be hardcore like the Netflix shows, and they all can't be a little campish like Supergirl and The Flash. So you have to have that balance. That's why I love about all these different shows. Mm-hmm. They all they all will find an audience, right, is the way to say
it. And I'm glad it doesn't feel like an overload either, because we've been discussing that the last couple of times we talked about these TV shows, that it feels like we're going to get to that overload point. And I think we're still at a point where it doesn't matter, because each one tells an individual story, which helps. So they all have their unique storytelling capabilities. So that's what helps develop a uniqueness, if you will, throughout the entire profile for all the networks or all the streaming services that are going to be offering these shows. Every single one has a different ability that you can watch, and it'll build up all the ratings for all the networks.
You see, I agree that there is now a superhero show for just about everyone.
Yeah.
But I also disagree in the sense that, like, oh man, it's not going to be oversaturation. Like, this is it, man. This is the bubble. Half of these shows that are coming out during this year, they're not going to survive, like, a full season.
You think?
Maybe one full season. Most of them are going to get canceled either at the halfway mark or after the first year. I can practically guarantee it. There are too many shows.
I disagree. Look at how many cop shows are on TV. How many medical shows?
Four. Do you know how many superhero shows?
Some of them cop shows don't work either, man. There's always some cop show that come out and you never see that
Chicago
nigga again.
Chicago PD, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and
Chicago STD, Chicago, I don't give a shit.
And they all got reviewed.
Fucking Army Reserves, the fucking TV show.
CSI had three different ones on at the same time. But the thing is, they keep on making them, though. They're not just saying, oh, we hit a bubble with cop shows, we're not going to make anymore. So we're still going to have the shows.
More people give a fuck about a cop dude in comics. We are the lesser.
No, I disagree with that. I think way more people care about comics at this point than cops, because comic books have made it into the mainstream.
You're seeing it, man. You're seeing this growth.
Cops and robbers is a forever fucking thing of the regular people.
I'm sorry, when did cops get canceled?
The TV show?
Yes, it's still on.
I guess it is. It still comes on. Every time I turn that shit turn on the TV, that shit is on.
That's syndication dollars, my man.
We were watching Cops 2 nights ago.
You know it was a rerun because I had an iPhone 4S.
He got exposed. AJ just got exposed watching Cops and asking that question.
You know why? Because Cops was catching people doing regular retarded shit. Like, he was taking a shit in the back of a building. Now they've got fucking the 48 hours, John, where motherfuckers is really killing people. This is a real murderer.
Investigation Discovery is gonna bring ID, the next serial killer.
ID,
right
ID,
now.
Me and my mom watch ID like we're trying to kill someone.
Yeah. That's the stereotype of ID. That's the slogan. You will be the next serial killer. Watch an investigation.
Yo, Ted Kenda is a real superhero. This motherfucker done solved 600 murders. That's a real nigga right there. But let's keep talking about these Marvel shows.
Yeah, let's get back to this thing. So let's talk first about Cloak and Dagger. It's going to be on Freeform, which is ABC's sister channel, which is owned by Disney also.
Oh, man, I can't wait for the show to get canceled.
So this is number one. This is number one at the top of your list to get canceled.
No question.
After the first season.
You see, here's the thing. Cloak and Dagger's and the comics, they're actually pretty cool. Nothing against them as superheroes in themselves. If it were a Netflix show, that necessarily isn't in the same vein of Daredevil, but a Netflix show but a little bit lighter, maybe the good team behind it, it may be dope. But Cloak and Dagger on Freeform, have you seen the shows on Freeform?
I haven't even seen. I heard about Cloak and Dagger.
Exactly. Freeform is the channel that has Gilmore Girls Degrassi and shit. This is gonna be stupid.
Maybe they're trying to switch it up with this type of show though. Maybe that's what's going on.
No. Absolutely not. I would love to be proven wrong. I'd love to be proven wrong about most of these things. But out of all the shows that I've announced, I feel like Cloak and Dagger is the one that I'm just
that's a stretch.
But aren't these teen shows popular?
They are, and
there's your audience. Okay, so maybe they want a superhero show for those that like these teen love interest shows, the romance, and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, yeah, okay. So maybe in a sense, it may find that little niche, but at the same time,
it's just not for you.
It's not going to be good.
It's not for you. Won't be good, but that audience is there. That market
but
is there.
But that's going to still be that Marvel universe, right? So it's putting some dookie on the dookie on the face of Marvel. Listen, man, please don't put no dookie on it.
Marvel got a lot of dookie moments throughout the comics history, so you got to have them. You got to have them.
In the current MCU, it's really good. It's really, really good, man. It's really, really good. Because even the fucking other ones, that's X-Men related.
Thor number 2?
Thor 2 was dope.
I can't even get that out of his mouth.
Thor 2 was dope.
Nah, man.
He couldn't get that out
either.
Oh shit!
Thor 2 was dope, man. Come on, bullshit. Man. Y'all talking like it's Iron Man 3.
We're going back to. The, I was gonna say. We're gonna go back to this now. Thor 2 or Iron Man 3.
I didn't want to touch that one. I'll leave that one alone.
No, yeah. We don't want to do that.
Yeah, Cloak and Dagger is over.
Look, I can't disagree with you that it won't be the greatest of the Marvel shows. I think it's definitely a show improved type of show, but I think that's the audience they're targeting. So for us, we may not be big fans of it, but I think it'll definitely have an audience.
How do you think it's going to translate? Like, tell people about Cloak and Dagger first off, and like how is going to translate with them having like, I don't know, when I see her, she's like, he got a regular hoodie on and shit, like some street shit. Like, he look like a Crip.
You know what I'm saying? You see one teaser trailer, bro. You gotta give him some time, man.
No, but I wanna see, like, is it gonna be goofy? If he does get the other cloak, then he might look goofy. So is he just gonna look like he's got a hoodie from H&M?
I just have to say this. Have you had faith in Marvel, what they've done so far? From the cinematic universe down to the TV shows.
I do. Okay. I actually do.
So then you got to roll with them, dog.
Oh, so you're saying they blind faith. Down. Here's the thing. I trust Marvel as a whole, but like if something seems off, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is trash.
Yeah. Shut up. Listen. Iron Fist was the bust out of all
good.
Of them.
Yep. Like, you know, Iron Man 2 wasn't that good. And like three for that matter too.
No, three. It was really three.
Three wasn't that good. There were a couple of bad Marvel movies. There were a couple of bad Marvel TV shows. It isn't all perfect. There is more good than there is bad, but there is still bad. So if I see something that doesn't look right or I don't have a good gut feeling about, I'm going to trust that gut instinct. I want it to be good, but if all the signs are there, I don't think it's going to be good. Like Iron Fist, I told you from the rip, it was going to be the worst one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You did. You know what happened?
Yeah, you did.
Guess what? It was trash.
It was. Like, I can't even front who was.
It was trash.
I suffered through it, but it was.
But here's the thing about Iron Fist. He couldn't defeat the Hand because the Hand is the enemy and the Defenders. So you can't put a show in front of the Defenders who are going to defeat the Hand. That's their whole thing. Even the promo picture. It's the Hand. You can see it clearly. And then you put Iron Fist up against the Hand. You know he's not going to defeat them.
Well, especially this whack ass Iron Fist. I can kick that nigga's ass.
I just don't like watching a show if I feel like I can beat him up. Exactly. I shouldn't feel like that about a superhero.
Is that how you feel with Cloak and Dagger?
I mean, I didn't see enough of that to say. I can't say that. But as far as the other shit, mm-hmm. You know, this non kung fu ass nigga, he's terrible.
Yo, but hopping off of Cloak and Dagger, on Freeform, there's one other show coming out. And this one, I want it to be good, but like...
The New Warriors.
I want it to be... Squirrel Girl. She's great. I want it to be great.
Now look, you don't think that's going to be whack.
Yeah, right.
Number one, it's a comedy, so it's Marvel's first comedy. We've seen Powerless that DC did, which was straight...
And they pulled it.
Shit.
That was a half-season pull.
Oh my God. But it was DC doing it, so I'll give it a pass for Marvel on that. It's their first comedy, but depends again. How they do it. And it's on Freeform. Again. So you can't tell me you have faith in that and not Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I have faith in it. I'm saying like I want it to be good.
Why is it going to be a comedy though?
Because have you read a Squirrel Girl comic?
No, I'm talking about New Warriors.
The New Warriors. That's what I'm saying. That's going to be a comedy.
It's probably going to be like a dramedy. Like it's going to have some serious elements, but mostly
like why is that going to be a comedy, dog?
Because Marvel doesn't have a
Squirrel Girl. Squirrel Girl is a pure comedy character.
Like it's gonna be like New Warriors, like you to like Nova and people like that.
No, like
Night Thrasher, or they're like more the original ones.
So it's gonna be like a Squirrel Girl, Night Thrasher, Speedball, Microbe, Debris. I think it's the other person's name. I'm honestly not too familiar with the New Warriors, to be completely honest.
Nova and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but there was Night Thrasher was the leader.
Yeah,
he was like a.
Yeah, but that's so. What's so
Batman?
Yeah,
rich kid.
Yeah, so why is that going to be some clown shit? Why are they going to make that into some goofy shit, man?
Because it's on Freeform.
Exactly. You know what? Listen, man. Rest in peace to the actors who are going to embark on these shows. You got dealt a bad hand. You might be a wonderful actor, but they fucked
but
you.
But again, everybody, they all can't be in the vein of a Netflix hardcore.
Yeah,
Marvel
they could.
Show.
It doesn't have to be.
No, they I love it.
Right, but you have those shows. You have to mix it up. You have to have some comedy ones. It's good. For the whole genre.
Man, they could do that with motherfucking, what's his name? Howard the Duck, then.
You don't want to see that bullshit.
Howard the Duck, yo, first off.
Stop, whoa, hold on, let me stop you. You tell me Howard the fucking Duck was a great fucking movie, Dad. Oh my God, we fighting in the studio.
Yo, Howard the Duck was my shit when I was a little kid.
Yo, dog, dude, what the fuck?
Howard the Duck wasn't lit for you when we was little, man.
Yo, Steph, good question. How does it feel? tap all of your credibility.
Just like, yo, for real. Yo, you was the hardest nigga I knew up to this point. Yo, not anymore, man. Not anymore.
Yo, Howard the Duck was my shit back in the day,
oh,
man.
You see, God.
Yo, you know that dude ended up being like a child molester or something, right?
Howard the Duck?
No, what? the dude that he was facing against. Remember the dude that with the electric going
through?
And
probably
through
all the kids that watched that shit turned into one too.
He was also the principal on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That guy.
I don't know why I thought of Ben Stein.
Yeah, what the?
Or what the?
Hold on, you never watched. Hold on, you never watched Ferris Bueller. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I watched Ferris Bueller. We still in this Howard the Duck shit.
You know what?
Like,
So are you mad that Howard the Duck is in the new Marvel Jones? Because he's in these new Marvel movies.
No. See, listen, I'm cool because he's just that quick little cameo and gone.
Exactly. Don't
see, and that's all you'll see of him. You're not going to see his own movie. You're not going to see
him. Man. Nah, he might represent.
Nah, man.
If anything, Howard the Duck's going to get a cartoon show instead of a movie. If he gets a cartoon show, I'll live with it. But a movie, I can't do another Howard the Duck movie.
That's what Marvel needs to do. They need to have a cartoon show, you know, made in the cinematic universe. I think that would give them more flexibility, more freedom, because they create these like crazy, like over the top stories with like, you know, not minimal budget.
Well, they got Spider-Man coming back as an animated series.
Yeah, but that's not going to be in the MCU.
Yeah, he means that basically the storylines connect.
Nah,
that's because Star Wars doing that was flawless.
Like that was flawless.
Flawless.
Also, you know, the CW shows, you had like, you know, the Vixen, like, you know, animated show that also ties in with the CW universe, and now they're coming out with the Constantine show. It's coming back in animated form that is also going to be a continuation also in the CW universe. So something like that, like that's an opportunity that Marvel just isn't looking at.
Which would be probably really good, because Constantine, you can do so much more in an animated form.
Yeah, without it looking
than
cheesy
a live action
shit.
Form, yes.
Yeah, they had a low budget fucking demons. Man, that shit will be whack. Fucking puppeteers and shit. Listen, man. Or what else, man? What else new joints we got coming out, man? So I can get off this Howard the Duck. I fucked with Howard the Duck heavy. I ain't gonna lie. All right, I watched Howard the Duck, dog. It was dope.
So outside of that, there's a lot of stuff coming up with Marvel. So you have the Cloak and Dagger, you have the New Warriors, and then you look in like main TV on Fox. You have the renewal of Gotham, and then but also you have the Gifted as well.
The Gifted, yes,
which
that's
we just
based
got
off the X Men universe.
Yep, based off of the X Men universe, got a chance to check a look at the trailer
because Marvel can do X Men for TV, not for movies.
No, wait.
Hold on.
No,
I don't think
Pulse.
This is a Fox joint.
It
right?
is a Fox thing.
Yeah. What?
It's
a Fox
literally
joint.
On Fox.
It's a Fox joint. This is hold on. Like the other boy. The,
you know who's
the Professor
it, right?
X son boy joint.
You know who's directed it, right? Brian Singer, the X-Men director.
Oh, okay. See, now I care.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm okay with this.
Are you okay with it?
Yeah. First,
yeah, this isn't
like,
going to be Marvel Universe, bro.
It's definitely within the X-Men movie universe.
Yeah, it's not Marvel Universe, kid.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, then get the fuck out of here.
That twisted. Well, Fox is doing it with Marvel.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
Fox bro. And Marvel are doing this together. It's not. It's not Fox isn't just doing
I'm about
this.
To look
but
that
they,
up.
But their dicks is in the front. Then.
I mean,
they got big back dicking.
you got our engineers telling you. You got to walk off
however
the horse.
You wanna,
right
however
now.
You want to call it,
I got
call it.
Listen, man.
You want to call it, ain't nobody
how you
wanna
call it, call it
right now.
But the one thing they did say that they probably at some point in time will have the Sentinels in this TV show.
That I'm worried
pretty,
about, man.
I'm
that's
worried about
scary
that.
Because the Sentinels, man, that's hard to do, man.
It's CGI, man.
I know, but you know, the ones in the movie, I mean, yeah, they were pretty deep, but on regular TV, man, that's kind of that's
when they have
but
like
did
an
you
actual
see Martian
budget.
Manhunter on Supergirl.
Yeah, but
it
you know,
looked terrible.
You notice how it's like in human
and
form 90% of the time.
That's CW. They have no money.
But did you see some of their other? Did you see Red Tornado? Nigga,
that was less.
Hold on, did you see some of this shit?
That was less.
They brought out the budget and the Martian Manhunter and King Shark. It's fine. I understand.
I've seen some things, man. That was just terrible, dog.
I don't know. I just feel like Legion set the X-Men TV show like standard so high.
And what I think the Gifted is going to come right underneath that. Yo,
I think it's going to be good.
I feel that too.
I think it's going to be good.
I think they might have found their little thing. Like, okay, we're getting some traction. We kind of know what the fuck we want to do, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have Thunderbird in it, which is going to be dope. I was always a fan of Thunderbird from the comics. Polaris, who's Magneto's daughter, is going to be in it.
Wasn't Thunderbird in the movie too? He did nothing.
That's what I said, man.
Or was that Warpath? They're basically the same dude.
They're brothers.
Yeah, yeah, that was some bullshit.
They both were shitty. Whoever it was, they were both shitty in it. How about that?
Okay.
They were both shitty in that movie.
All right.
So hopefully you get a better version now for the TV show. So I'm looking forward to that. Then we also got Inhumans.
That's going to be good.
Oh, that's going to be fire.
The first two episodes are going to be in the theaters.
I cannot wait.
In IMAX?
Yes.
Did you guys?
Only in IMAX.
What kind of scam?
Only in IMAX.
What kind of scam is that, yo?
That's confusing.
Real shit. They're on some shit like, yo, if this shit don't work, we trying to make our bread back off the first two episodes, you feel me? So we can get some of this paper back just in case people don't like the way this animated hair looks.
Have you seen the set pictures? Have you seen Lockjaw? He's a big giant CGI dog.
Yeah.
They actually made him CGI and huge in the dog. There's like a big green blob. Looks like a dog. And I'm like, that's fucking Lockjaw. They're making a CGI Lockjaw.
Yeah.
Correct size. That's what I'm excited about. That's what I need to see.
You see, the thing that's most interesting with me for like the Inhumans in particular, it's only 8 episodes long. It's not like, you know, it's gonna be multiple seasons or it's gonna be like a standalone short series. And granted, if it does well, I'm sure there's going to be a season 2, no doubt about that. But the fact that it's going to be like a shelf-contained like 8 episode like mini series, that's what gets me excited. Like, what are they going to do? Is this in like, it's not building up to anything else. It isn't going to be dragged out for 22 episodes. It's going to be 8 episodes in and out, like Legion. Like, that was only like, what, 8 or 10 episodes, give or take? 8 episodes, yeah. Like, that was perfect. Like,
and that's what the Defenders are going to be, 8 episodes.
8 episodes.
And I feel like that stems from people saying, oh, man, Daredevil season 1 was great. It would have been really great if they cut back on the episodes, though.
Right.
And I feel like they listened to that, and they were like, let's see if we can cut back on the episodes, pack more, you know, information and
more action.
Yeah, exactly, into the series and see if we can make that happen. And I'm so excited for that. I'm mad that we're not getting a movie, but I'm excited for the Inhumans.
I want to see how they do this. Like, when you watch it, it's just different because he can't talk and, you know, he got a crazy power. Just, you know what I mean? Like, the power is so overpowered. He's super OP.
Yeah, but he don't speak, so he's always.
It's
got
like
it in
the
check.
Idea that if he was to just like his something tickled his balls and he just went, that the whole world would shatter apart is fucking stupid to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this fucking dude tickle him and it's fucking over for all of us. You know what I'm saying?
He has the most quietest sex ever.
Right, this dude's just a serial killer when he's hitting something, man. This dude is a fucking. He got to be a sociopath to stay this quiet, bro. The fucking tuning forks coming out the top of his head. I want to see this shit, though.
Yeah, I think it's going to be dope. It should be some good shit. Then we got the Runaways.
Oh, yes. Has anyone actually
read coming out on Hulu?
I'm completely ignorant to that,
yep,
Jones.
I'm completely ignorant as well.
I read the Runaways comics.
So give a quick brief down and rundown on it.
Basically, it's about a bunch of teenagers who find out, hey, our parents are freaking supervillains.
Right.
We need to stop them. And it's just like them like running away from their parents, trying to figure out what to do, because they're all like just now discovering they have powers and different like features. It's like this one person whose only power is to telepathically communicate with like a velociraptor?
What?
Oh, yeah. No. I do remember that.
Huh?
I do remember that.
Like, that's her only power.
That's her only power. She can communicate with a raptor, and the raptor does things for her because they're friends.
But where's the raptor come from?
Like, her parents. Like, just, like, was locked in the basement. It's, like, it's her thing.
Hold on. She had a raptor her whole life?
Yes, she never knew about.
Like
another person, like
everybody can have a dope superpower, right, man? You gotta believe. Some people get some whack ass superpower, man.
It's like,
but that Terry Jimis, his people for the Inhumans, they got some whack Inhumans, sure.
Listen, everybody is susceptible to writer's block, and this, some of those powers, writer's block.
You see, that's the thing. Like, if you actually look at their individual powers, so, like, they're not that good, but they make it work in the comics.
Give me
like,
some more powers, bro.
Another person literally doesn't have any powers. He's just like really smart.
Fucking whack! Yo,
listen,
Wait, how smart though?
Like an A+ honor student smart, not like genius.
Yo, that motherfucker's like my mom. Yeah. Powers.
But he probably got nice hands, dog. He could probably whoop your ass in the fight.
There's another person.
If you got a fucking like A- and that's your motherfucking power. No Tony Stark shit, nothing.
No, there's another person who has like a magic staff who can cast any spell, but she can only cast the spell once and then never again. So if she uses a spell to fly, she can only use that once.
Is it her powers? Or is it the staff?
It's the staff, but she can only use the spell once. So once she uses the power once to fly, she can never fly again. So she has to get creative. Like
she's
like fighting like, you know, like I don't know, a supervillain or something, and he turns his weapon into like a duck.
So she flew
like 2 years ago when I throw her off a building. She's like, fuck, I should have saved it.
No, yeah, exactly. Then she has to get creative. It's like, oh, wait, I can summon a parachute now.
Yeah, listen, exactly. Like, shoot her like a air mattress or something, trampoline. Who knows, man?
You know, like, you know, summon a plane or something, like, you know, a giant bird that can, like, temporarily
fly. Or some Green Lantern ring shit.
Maybe. Yeah, but imagine the Green Lantern can only summon something once. That's her thing.
That is ass.
Another person, he literally also doesn't have any powers, but he found his, like,
oh my God.
Powers, like, stash of super weapons. And the whole thing with the Runaways is that they're grossly overwhelmed. Like, they're finding a threat.
I'm going to run away from my fucking TV if that shit comes on.
You're going to be in love with this show.
They are fighting a threat.
You're going to be in love with this show.
I mean, a nigga with powers that he could change his t-shirt? Like, that's the type powers. It's like, my logo's different on my t-shirt. Check it out. You know what I'm saying?
You were in love with the wackest looking duck ever made for television.
I was also a child.
No excuse.
I wasn't even
no excuse.
But you still defended as an adult.
What I'm saying is something that I liked as a child. Like, I liked He-Man as a child. You ever watch it now?
Yes, the He-Man dope though. Howard the Duck is not.
No, try to watch He-Man right now, dog. It's terrible. But it was wonderful as a kid. And Howard the Duck was my shit, bro. That's crazy. And it used to come on regular TV a lot.
But, like, more so than anything, The Runaways is Hulu's first original Marvel show.
Yes, it is.
Oh, so, it's on specifically Hulu.
Yeah, just on Hulu.
And it'll be their last fucking around with this.
And Hulu has a pretty decent track record of their shows as of late.
Here's the thing that's interesting. Misfits.
Misfits.
It's kind of.
I heard that show's phenomenal. I've never seen
it. Misfits is phenomenal. You would love the show.
I'm ashamed that I didn't watch it because I heard that Ramsey Bolton is the main character, the guy that played Ramsey Bolton in
Misfits.
No. On Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But he's the leader of the good guys, right? On that show.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, in the Misfits, I want to call him the leader, but he's like this really awkward, like, quiet, but, like, super pure, good hearted guy. Which is why when I saw Game of Thrones, I'm like, yo, this is 180.
He was the devil.
And speaking of that, he's also in the Inhumans.
Oh, yes. And once again, he's playing the dead.
Maximus, right?
Maximus,
yep. He's playing his brother.
Black Bolt's brother.
Oh, you know what? That makes me feel a little better about the show.
Feel a little better now?
Yeah, they got real actors.
Because they got Game of Thrones people and everything.
Game of Thrones people are the best actors ever. What the fuck?
Speaking of Game of Thrones, like, it isn't like a formally announced, but it's kind of rumored. They're working on 4 Game of Thrones spinoffs.
Man, do I care about that bullshit?
Yeah. No. Hold on. Let's say this. Can I say this just clearly one more time? I know for a fact that this will be Jervis's favorite show. He is actually avoiding his favorite show. Game of Thrones is the best combination of anything I've ever fucking seen. It's fucking awesome. It's fucking powers, fighting, knights, dragons, bitches. I mean, what are we talking about? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to take your word for it.
I promise you, bro. You're going to love
it. I'm
going
to get on that, too. I'm going to get on that soon.
What else?
Yeah, hold on. Let me talk about the random show on here. So I'm looking at all the shows that we had from our flyer. And the one show that I didn't understand why they're even making it is Krypton. So I've started reading a little bit of information on it.
It's going to be dope.
It's going to be only on the Sci-Fi Network. It's set 200 years before, like, right around when Man of Steel, the movie. So it's connected to the Man of Steel movie. It's all about the House of El family. So it's going to follow Superman's grandfather.
And the House of Zod.
And the House of Zod as well, so you can kind of see how
the politics
that's dope as
fuck.
I'm curious to see it. It just came out of nowhere for me. I think just from all the shows, I was like, Krypton.
The problem was Krypton.
Did you see the trailer? Not yet.
They dropped the trailer for it, and the trailer was hot. Then they pulled it.
Ooh, because it wasn't supposed to be out there.
Yeah. But people went crazy about it.
This is the problem I have with anything with Krypton. Krypton is a place that you could, like, the way it looks has always changed the way, like, a person might decide to draw it or show it in a movie. And in that last Superman that showed Krypton, like, in the beginning,
it was a
phenomenal Krypton. That place looked amazing. Yeah. The way that they showed it, the technology and how they used, instead of keyboards, they kind of slid their fingers around. It was just very creative, and I thought it looked dope, the animals and shit. And when you move it to a regular
TV, I think they're going to keep some of that same stuff from the movie. Even his outfit, you know.
All that I'm kind of worried about with some of that shit. I hope it's probably going to look goofy.
I feel like it's going to be more like of a Game of Thrones type show. Not all the way. But, like, because of the politics in it, because, you know, Game of Thrones is all about politics and shit. And, you know, got to get my house back. Got to get my land back.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to be in the same vein as that. And I feel like that's going to be absolutely amazing because I've never seen their because I'm not a big Superman fan. I don't like Superman. I feel like he was created by a 5-year-old. That's just me, though.
Damn, but, man, you disrespected the shit out of somebody.
I disrespected.
Fucking, out of legends.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
It wasn't that it was made for 5-year-olds. It was that it was the first thing of its kind, so they didn't have... If a person made it now, he's a dickhead. But a person that came up with that back then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was dope.
I understand where you're coming from. But when it comes to now where we are...
I feel you.
I don't like Superman. Oh. But... Being on Krypton and seeing the politics on Krypton and seeing what that's like, I think that's going to be amazing. That's something that's going to be interesting.
So this is my whole thing with Krypton and that show as a whole. When was the last time you saw a great noteworthy show on sci-fi?
Yo, stop that.
Stargate.
No. Hold on. On sci-fi, it's a couple of joints actually that I've
watched. No, recently. In the past, like, decade.
No.
Sharknado.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say Sharknado. Hold on, no.
One, two, and three.
Sharknado 2, and 4, and 5, and 12.
This is fucked up because this is so terrible, but I watched two or three shows on there, and it sucks because I don't even remember the names of the shows. And I've watched, I'm talking about the entire season of... a cast on a crew on a ship and they wake up and don't remember who they are and shit. I've watched this shit and it's disturbing that right now I'm having a brain fart. It begins with a B.
Yo, that reminds me of that one show. Like,
be quiet. Listen,
like the 10 other shows with the main character gets amnesia.
Battlestar?
Huh?
Battlestar? Galactica?
No. Hell no. Hell no.
I heard B and I was like, no.
It's really sad that I don't know this. It might not be a B. Maybe I'm just being a bitch. I'm being an idiot. But
it's called bitch.
No, but for real, it was a really, 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 really good show. It has some real bad Jones in it too. It was bad.
Man, you ain't helping this conversation at all.
Yo.
I'm just saying.
I heard this one was good. Like, I heard Being Human. Have you heard of that show?
Nah, I ain't seen it.
Yo, stop trying to build this nigga out, man. If he don't know, let that shit go.
It's real bad that I don't know, too, bro. It's real, real bad. Shows was pretty dope.
Yo, but like, speaking of shows, can we just talk about Teen Titans for one? Not Teen Titans, Young Justice.
Oh, Titans. Season 3 is inbound, sir.
Yes, season 3 of Young Justice and the live action Titans show.
Titans show. That's where I got to be on.
Not CWC.
The WB's doing their own
streaming service.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think both of those shows are going to be phenomenal.
I'm sorry, not WB, DC.
I'm sorry, y'all.
It's DC streaming service.
Hold on. Dark Matter. I apologize. Dark Matter.
There's no B in there. At
I know,
all.
Man. The
fuck?
Fucking.
I thought
of B because there's a black dude in it. Yeah. It's B for black.
We will come back to you on that. We on this Titan stuff right now. We will come back to you on that.
Black Lives Matter. Black Spaceship Lives Matter, dog. Don't space us and shit, man. Exactly. Yo, it's very possible that the matter part sparked the B in the black. That's disturbing, man. Oh my God.
That's awful. No. What do we do? Oh, no.
That was good. That was good.
That's a terrible thing, man.
That was good.
I'm traumatized out here, people.
Yo, like,
but go ahead. Go to where.
Yeah, I can't even gather myself.
Yeah.
Yo, so going back to Young Justice and Titans. I think Young Justice is, without doubt, going to be great. Titans, I think, has the potential to be great. I'm kind of concerned about the budget, especially with someone like Beast Boy on a live-action TV show.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they get the right team behind it, like, they know what they're doing. The main thing is it being on, like, the DC streaming service. Like, I feel like that's going to severely limit how many people watch it, especially if it's behind a paywall. Like, I'm not going to pay separate just to watch it on that one channel. If it's one of those things where I can watch it for free online with commercials, yeah, I think that would be... you know, easily accessible for all, if that's the way to go about it. But I know literally nothing else about this platform aside from Titans and Young Justice, and that's greatly concerning.
Well, those are going to be the first things they have on it.
What else are they going to have, though? Like,
who knows? That's to be determined. But you don't think they can have more freedom to do more things with budget
more,
and everything?
More freedom in terms of scripts.
On their own streaming service, too?
More freedom in terms of script, less freedom in terms of budget. Like, how much are they going to really gamble? Like, how invested is DC in this online streaming platform?
If you're doing your own, yes, this,
yeah,
you want this to work.
That. I don't know. They might want this to work.
This is one of the things we can't fail on this.
But here's the thing: there have been like a lot of streaming things, like video platforms, that have just failed. Like, you don't even realize because they came and went like quietly in the wind. Like, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I'm kind of.
I think the streaming shit is going to work, man. That shit going to be like WWE Network, where you just feel like, yo, I'm already locked in. Yeah. So, I mean, you got Superman and Batman alone, and that's like the flagship superheroes of all time. So watch what parents aren't going to stay on, like, sign up. Want. Yeah, they're going to be brainwashed into watching this shit.
I would pay monthly for something like that if it had, like, all the CW shows and all the old, like, Smallville shows and, like, every, like, and Gotham and, like, and Legion and everything we ever needed.
They might, like, add something on or something.
It could happen. I think we got a caller on the line. No? No? Yes? No?
Yeah, the caller said, you know what? Y'all took too long. I'm banging on y'all bastards.
If there is any more callers out there, give us a call. 856-457-8660. If you have any thoughts about upcoming shows, let us know.
What other shows we got coming out, man?
We got
the Netflix lineup that's
The Punisher.
Oh, man,
Punisher.
You already know what it is. Oh,
Defenders and all the other shows.
Yeah, we don't got to ask no questions about that. They're all good. They're all going to be fucking great. And the Punisher's going to kill a million niggas. It's going to be dope.
And moving right along, since Dev covered our Netflix section.
You mean
easy?
Now, out of the real though? Wait. So we got the Defenders, we got Punisher. Out of the four shows, the other four, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, are you worried that any of them are not going to live up to the hype that the first season had?
Jessica Jones is going to be that shit because it was that shit the first time.
Yeah, okay. Jessica Jones, I think, is going to knock it out the park second time around. And they had so many other details in there from Patsy Walker, who could become Hellcat, Duke Nukem from Daredevil's comics, taking the pills. Like, they just had so many other things going on that I think they can tap into a lot of other things and make this
second season incredible. Daredevil is the second season was got butt to me. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of butt parts. The best part was that boy with them straps, and I just want him to, you know, I just want to see his joint, you know what I mean? Because I already know he's going to get busy.
Yeah,
you see, I feel like Daredevil is either going to be the best season thus far, or it's going to be ass like Iron Fist, and it all depends on what storyline they go after. There's one in particular, a lot of people don't know this, but originally they were going to make a sequel to the OG Daredevil movie. Of course, that movie sucked, but the storyline they were going to go after, and I forget the name of it, but I know how it went. Kingpin found out Daredevil's identity and started ruining his life from the inside out. Like, by the end of that comic series, he didn't have a job, he didn't have any friends, and he was slowly losing his mind. If they somehow do that for Daredevil Season 3 and just try to break Daredevil the man from the inside out with the Kingpin, who is a phenomenal actor, the guy that got to play him, I forget his name.
Yeah, he is that dude.
Brilliant, brilliant.
He's that dude.
Yeah, like, if they do that storyline, and I wish, if anyone knows, like, comment in the Instagram page, if they do that storyline, it will be the best thing Netflix and Marvel has ever done.
Damn, like, best.
It will be the best.
Because
they have so much potential. They can take that.
It's a great storyline. I mean, he literally drove Daredevil insane. He found out his secret identity and then destroyed him.
And he has reason to.
His practice, everything. He really gave him the business.
Shit.
He has the motive behind it for sure. He put Daredevil, put him in jail, and he's like, I'm going to get that fucker. Like, he's already there. So they could pull it off. If they could pull it off and make it happen, I'd love.
I don't think they're going to do it.
I would love to.
And I doubt they do it too.
Nah, because somehow it's got to tie real good back into him going in the team and them going to do some superhero low budget Avenger shit.
I know they did. I was reading actually just for some of the other Netflix shows. They did one of the things that actually kind of got confirmed, not really confirmed, but probably. Is that in Luke Cage Season 2, the man that's going to be pulling the strings for the most part in the rest of Season 2 will be Shades. Theo Rossi will be coming back and playing Shades. So he might have a hand.
Killed Shades, dumbass.
He has a hand in a lot of what's going to be happening in Season 2.
Shades Puerto Rican, ain't he?
He's black.
What?
Oh, that was Sons of Anarchy. My bad.
What?
They said he was black.
That's not the same dude.
Yeah, it is.
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. Yeah. I'm thinking of when you said who's the other white dude that's black from the escape prison break?
Captain Cold.
Yeah, Captain Cold and shit. You know what I'm saying? He's like 3% black, and he said he's black.
Black. 50%.
Listen, man, that ain't 50. No way. Yes. Listen, he could join the Aryan Nation and be A-OK, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
No, Theo Rossi's an Italian playing Puerto Rican.
Okay, but he is a Puerto Rican on the show.
On the show.
Okay, yes. You know what I mean? Puerto Rico!
Okay. I can't give you that.
Hey, it works.
And look Puerto Rican, shit.
Because I am Puerto Rican.
That's why I said Puerto Rico. For Ed. Yo. I'm saying he's representing for Ed.
I'm about to put the headphones down and just be like, just like Jerv did. Just drop them.
All right, so
oh my God,
we're forgetting one very important show: the latest addition to the CW roster, not Static Shock, Black Lightning. My bad.
Listen, that Black Lightning looked butt. That costume looks terrible.
No. Don't go by the picture.
That picture?
I don't even know.
That shit looked like Key and Peele, like a fucking, you know what I'm saying? It looked like Key and Peele comedy fucking skit, man.
Listen, man, I don't know if that's an official picture.
It is. 100%.
What do you mean?
What I need them to do is
what kind of excuse is that, bro?
It was the weakest one I could find.
What I need them to do is get rid of Black Lightning and just put in Static Shock. Like, better.
Nah,
better already.
No.
Better already.
This show is going to be dope because they're working with his daughters. His daughter has powers and she wants to, you know, fight crime and all about the justice. And the other daughter's like this track star. And there's a gang trying to approach her.
And the fathers are like, not in my house.
Exactly.
He's just going to school.
He's a school teacher. Yeah, there's a lot of potential with this show, you know.
Like,
I think it's going to be dope.
Listen, I don't
and
think
it's on the CW. And Greg, what's his name?
Berlanti
is one of the executive producers on it. So I have faith
in
Greg.
CW stuff,
yes,
much.
And all their stuff, like I said, is good.
Yeah, so I think we pretty much covered all the shows that are new and that matter. Like, of course, we can talk about the shows that got renewed, like Gotham Trash. I'm sorry,
trash.
And a bunch of other stuff. But
and they're getting bumped.
Yeah,
Gotham's getting bumped for The Gifted.
Yep.
On Monday nights.
Yeah, like hopefully they realize like, oh, we only need one superhero show. We can just get rid of this other shit. Like, I'm sorry.
What is it that you do not like about Gotham? I'm curious now.
That's right,
now
here,
so I want to.
Yo, hold on.
What is it?
Nick Fisher, if you're listening, call in. Listen, this boy straight.
AJ talking shit, Stank.
Listen, again. Man. That's, I mean, I want, you know, good job, you know what I mean? Appreciate you coming on the show. The show's trash. I don't care what nobody says. I hate it.
Why don't you like the show?
I mean, I suppose you can like Gotham if you're into, like, ludicrous, over-the-top stories that, you know, shouldn't make any sense. You know, I guess that's good, but it's just, like, not a good show. It's like, I don't care about any of the characters. What was his name? The Joker, or whatever his name is.
Jerome.
He was great. I give full credit to him. Every like episode he's in, it's like, that primo good. but aside from that, like I just lost interest real quickly. And it's like every time I try to go back to him, it's like, oh yeah, this seems stupid. And I just can't get over the fact that this is a show about Batman before he's Batman.
And he'll never be Batman.
And he'll never be Batman because all of his rogue gallery is already there. Like by the time he becomes like 20-something, like what's Mr. Freeze going to be like
old ass
40s,
man.
50s? Yeah.
It's going to be
like,
the second. It's going to be somebody else taking, like, yo, you know, you had plenty of Robins. Somebody else takes up the mantle of being the next Joker.
So he fights
Penguin.
All the second rate versions of all the characters. skip that. Yo, turn that shit off, man. Real talk. Second-rate versions of the characters, people that didn't even really want to be that, like, oh, I saw this guy being a Riddler, I'm a Riddler. Fuck out of here, man.
The show's good. Gotham's a good show.
Just to get off of Gotham, what, I'm looking at the Black Lightning costume. I haven't seen it in full yet. Why does it look like Jon Stewart trying to be Shazam?
Dude, that shit is butt.
Look, I only saw
bro,
for that. I only saw for
you ever saw up. The movie with Robert Townsend, a Meteor Man and shit? Yeah. This is some old Meteor Man type shit, some Blank Man. You ever seen Blank Man?
No.
Fucking Blank Man with Damon Wayans, nigga.
Yeah, I only saw from the waist up, but...
Bro,
I didn't see that. I didn't see the whole biopiece.
Don't talk about that no more. That show's dumb. Like, skip it, man.
Yo, man, you ain't see it yet in TV form, man.
I won't.
You gotta see a movie.
I won't,
in
man.
Action.
What's popping with anything popping with this video game shit today,
yo,
man? What's
listen,
up?
We had a good time earlier.
You ain't
today.
Like that Black Lightning. Hold on, man.
Wait.
You ain't like that Black Lightning shit.
He's skipping over his
hold on,
he's
man.
Like, get that the shit out of here.
Wait
man.
A minute. Do they have Black Lightning and Injustice?
No.
Damn.
No, they do not.
No, they don't. They don't even have Static Shock.
Did they have any black people in Injustice?
Well, they have Cyborg and
and an alternate costume for Green Lantern for Jon Stewart.
That was disrespectful.
Oh, that's it.
But they could have Cheetah.
Neil Adams. They did you dirty. Yeah. Yo, Neil.
Yo, we're going to get Neil back on.
Yo, Neil.
See what Neil think about this bullshit.
Neil, like, that's that.
All right, so you guys, Injustice came out today,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I know Darnell went and picked up his copy.
So he could lose to me. He went and got a copy because he's sore that I whooped that ass in that Street Fighter, that he's supposed to be that man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No. So he's about to get the biz. So you guys played it today.
Yeah, we did.
What's the word on it?
So we had a good time when we were playing it earlier today. We actually did a full-on King of the Hill when we played earlier. So we had me, AJ, Marcus, a bunch of us in the house playing Injustice.
You mean getting our ass kicked by Carlos.
And we got our ass kicked by one of his friends. So, but no, every single character was very unique. So it played off of the first Injustice game where you had all the different combos and then you had the powers and the super moves and everything else. But the graphical detail for this game is a lot better than the previous game. You can kind of see like the facial animations, the realism behind it. Same with the super moves as well. And everything visually about the game just is very, very impressive, especially for a fighting game. We didn't get too much into the story mode or some of the other customization options, but from everything that I'm hearing, it's very lifelike when you play through the story mode. Kind of takes off right after the first game where Superman is locked up after all of his crimes, going full tyrant mode and everything else that happened in the first game. So I'm curious to play that story mode over the weekend and kind of try it out a little bit more. But the mechanics are very fluid. NetherRealm with Mortal Kombat and everything else, they have very solid mechanics for their game. So they transition it over well in Injustice.
I think the biggest thing with Injustice, and it's a shame we didn't get a chance to go into it. Maybe we'll play it again next week, just so we have, like, you know, multiplayer and then the story mode. But, like, they made a spinoff comic book series based off Injustice, and it's almost universally considered one of, like, the best comic runs DC has released in years.
Yep.
And I find that very interesting.
It is. It's definitely for sure one of the best ones they've released in the past couple of years. When I read the new 52 DC stuff, I was very excited. I was like, ooh. What's this new 52 thing? What's this about? And then I read it, and I was like, oh, disappointment. And then I read the Injustice comic run, and I was like, oh, this is actually amazing. This is the most amazing thing that they've released in the past couple of years. And then I was like, they were like, oh, yeah, it's a video game. Like, this is based on a video game. And I was like, bullshit.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, go fucking play the video game, dude. And I was like, okay, all right. So I played it, and it's amazing. Played Injustice 2. And just a little spoiler for you guys, Blue Beetle's in the game, and it's fucking amazing. And that, like, I just can't express my love for Blue Beetle and Dr. Fate being in that game. And Ed's completely right. The realism they put behind these animations and the facial expressions, like in the select menu when you pick your two characters, you pick your stage that you're gonna play on. They hit each other based on who won the last match. So one person hits the other one next, and then the other person hits the other one. And the facial expressions, like Barry's face, like, ooh, like it's amazing how they just get it in a fighting game. It's so well polished. It's weird to me to see as well polished as like Horizon Zero Dawn or some other RPG game that anyone's playing on anything.
Wow.
Yeah, he's exactly right.
It's amazing. It's for a fighting game. It's absolutely amazing.
Now, I saw a clip from this on YouTube. It was the Flash running down the street and Deadshot had a gun.
Yep.
And he's aiming at him and shoots him in the fucking knee.
Yes.
Now that's some bullshit right there.
Yeah, it is.
How is Deadshot going to shoot the Flash in the knee?
It's stupid.
Come on, man.
It's dumb.
Unless they have some kind of plot point going to where I know in that same scene you also had Flash and Reverse Flash.
And Reverse Flash came and whooped his ass. I've never seen a dude get his ass whooped so much like the Reverse Flash whips Flash ass all the time.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, he was whipping his ass up and down the street. It's ridiculous. But it does look good. I agree with the facial expressions, the realism in it. Yeah. Like,
I can't wait to play that game, shit and beat people.
Yeah, the game looks so dope.
It's such a good game.
But my one question is this. Being a fighting game, and just again looking at the, you know, the commercials that they put out and everything like that you see on it, the fighting looks like the same fighting they had from Mortal Kombat 1, like the punches and they fly on the ground, they jump. Like, it doesn't seem like that has changed.
I mean, hold on, dog.
Look,
what you wanted to do? I
want to see something different. I saw this in Mortal Kombat 1.
That's where you fuck up. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. It's comfortable. I could jump in there, grab the sticks, and do my thing. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want to play Street Fighter and that shit is set up like the UFC game when it's all like three dimensional and
and that's something that I really enjoy about Injustice, because it's Mortal Kombat. It's just Mortal
right.
Kombat with
it's
DC
Mortal Kombat.
And I love Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat exactly. and Tekken are my two favorite fighting
games. Yeah, but you
that's
it's
what
Mortal
I just
Kombat.
Said. It's Mortal Kombat.
It's Mortal Kombat, but with the people you love to death. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yep. That's dope.
People you care about.
And the other thing, too, is when it comes to fighting games, like it might seem like, oh, it's the same on the outside, but it's all about the little nuances. Like even like mm-hmm. the frames for a single punch can mean the difference between like starting a combo and getting hit. And it's all about like, you know, the different, like, you know, how big is the hitbox. And if you're actually in the fighting game and you play like competitively, you have to memorize that for like all the characters, know which matchups, how to like approach different things.
Now, that's the thing with the fighting games that piss me off. Once people get too good at that shit, it's not fun no more. That's not real shit. Like, yo, no, I'm keeping it 100. When you could do a fucking 455 hit combo and shit, and it's just like, I don't even get to hit people back. That shit's butt, man. I need to pay attention to the rankings and know, like, don't send me nobody that's better than me.
Now, what were you playing it on? Much. Were you playing on PlayStation?
Yeah, we did. We played it on PlayStation 4. It's also out for Xbox One.
What else are we going to play it on?
Yeah.
I know. A stupid question for me to ask you guys, but maybe our audience, you know, give them a little.
There could be others. So off of the heels of Injustice and off of that great game, it seems like 2017 has been like a big time like fighting game resurgence. And I'm noticing it in a way, best way I describe it is it seems like the arcade is back on home consoles. Back in the arcade days, you had a lot of different choices for games. You had your Street Fighters, your Mortal Kombats, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, all kinds of games you could play in the arcade. But now it feels like all those options are now on your home console. So this year is one of the bigger years that I have seen in a long time. You had Injustice coming out. You have Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite later on this year. Tekken is coming out in about 2 weeks, so you have
Tekken.
That also.
That's going to be weird.
Tekken.
That's going to be weird.
You got new characters coming out for Killer Instinct, for Street Fighter.
Killer Instinct is trash.
Why do you hate Killer Instinct?
It's trash.
It's trash. It is trash.
That.
It's trash.
It's trash. It's for a little nook group of people that have been playing that bullshit. It's trash. It's a blob of... You know what it's like?
Go ahead.
It's like how people feel about Transformers when they watching too much and it's like a bunch of shit going on.
Yeah.
It's literally like two characters just against each other. It's the kid that didn't know how to play with his toys and he smacked them together instead of making like the fist hit the faces. Yeah. He just used to go with his toys. That's what that game is, dog. Real shit. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying now.
And oh, you know, man. When you watch games come from class, like did you ever play Pit Fighter?
Yeah.
No, a lot
old
of it.
School.
Old school. You old remember school. Old Pit school. Fighter was from my memory the yeah. first game that had photo graphics, like meaning
yeah,
the characters were
yeah.
real people.
Yeah.
That shit had me and my friends really fighting, like fist fighting in a tournament every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we wanted to be like the dudes from Pit Fighter. And then Mortal Kombat came out and it took it to another level because the dudes in Pit Fighter didn't have any powers. They were just hitting each other with
right.
bar stools and shit.
Old, yeah.
yeah, one kung fu dude, mm-hmm. one wrestling dude. You know what I'm saying? But when that Mortal Kombat came out, it was a game changer, dog. When Kano ripped the heart out for the first time, people don't understand because y'all desensitized to the violence. Mm-hmm. But back then, when my cousin came home and said, there's this new game, and you could rip somebody's heart out. I called him a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar. You can't rip nobody's heart out, no game, dumbass. Fucking mm-hmm. lying all the time, bro.
Then you put it in, what happened?
No, I went to the fucking mall. You know, Cherry Hill Mall was lit.
Yeah.
Went in there, and it was like, yo, we said, finish him. And the dude's fucking heart got ripped out. And I was like, I'm a dumbass. You got
oh
me.
My God.
You know what I mean? You were right. but yo, did anybody, I got a question about the fighting game, since y'all those fighting game dudes. Did y'all ever play a game called Eternal Champions?
No.
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 I know of it, but no, I've not played
Damn.
It.
One of the most slept on. Yes.
Yeah.
It is a Sega Genesis game that is the most slept on fighting game mm-hmm. of all time. It was better than Mortal Kombat. It had Mortal Kombat finishers, but everyone had multiple. So
right.
like one dude would have like three or four finishers. The story was dope. It was just it was a fucking amazing game, man. And people that played it, they loved it. And for others, it slipped through the cracks. And
see, when I was playing Sega Genesis, the only thing I was playing was the Lion King game and Sonic the Hedgehog. That's all I played on Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
And then hockey games, because
Hockey.
Hockey. Yeah, I had hockey. I had Joe Montana football and Genesis.
Joe Montana sports talk football? Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Me and Kevin Robinson, my cousin, we walked to the Cherry Hill Mall with Exact Change.
Oh, I'm this talking story.
Exact Change.
Story again.
And poured that change upon the counter.
And you're one of those kids.
In legendary fashion.
You're one of those
kids. And counted down to every nickel and penny and walked out smiling in glory.
Because we bought that game.
Yeah, because we walked out with that Joe Montana sports talk football. And it didn't say much, but back to pass. Montana, back to pass. That's it.
Yeah,
it was great.
So wait, how do you guys feel about Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite? Like,
I think it's going to be great. I think just having something that goes back to the original style of the Versus series with X-Men vs. Street Fighter, then Marvel vs. Capcom, the original. But I think what's worrying me is the possibility of a roster restriction, just because it seems like they might not be able to take advantage of certain licenses. They haven't confirmed anything or denied anything yet in terms of that, because I don't know if it's going to be treated as a MCU title.
I don't think it's going to have Cyclops or Wolverine, and that's going to be dick juice.
You see, here's the thing. I don't know. Gameplay-wise, mechanic-wise, it's going to be great, but I'm going to hate it on principle. Because, A, fuck Capcom. They suck. They created lots of games, and in the past decade, they just like to ruin all of their good faith with their fans, canceling games that were really people were looking forward to, pretty much blackballing Mega Man for years.
Speaking of blackball, did you notice when Street Fighter 1 came on, a black dude just gets punched in his fucking face?
Yeah. No, he's right.
I mean, right on the put in your quarter screen, it's like, yo, give us money. And you just watch this fucking black dude just get stole. They didn't even have powers. They weren't even dressed cool. They looked like two regular dudes in the back alley. And the black dude got knocked the fuck out. That was disrespectful. Continue.
Just interject that little nugget of information.
Yeah, I'm mad at Capcom about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's them ruining DMC and then not doing a proper sequel. The only good thing they've really done the past five or so years that I actually care about is Resident Evil 7. That's about it. Name one other thing Capcom has done recently.
Hold on, what's that, Biohazard?
Yeah.
Legendary. Thank you. That's all they needed to do.
Before that, there was...
I need another Mega Man game. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I need
exactly.
One. I think
just them recognizing Mega Man in this game actually kind of gives me hope that maybe they'll be setting themselves up.
No, it's like a half-ass, man, we're not that bad.
It's Mega Man X, though, and Sigma. So
bring me back to 2005. Give me my Beautiful Joe. Give me my Okami. Give me my Devil May Cry 3. Give me my Resident Evil 4 Capcom.
Yo, Devil May Cry was fucking ridiculous.
That was fire. Give me old-school Capcom. Since that little golden age where I loved Capcom, they just constantly been dropping the ball, and not even in terms of the games themselves, but as a company as a whole, and how they treated their beautiful, perfect, lovely franchises. And then I also know on the other end, Marvel is going to be when it comes to video games, they can use whatever characters they want. They have the full right to use the X-Men. The rights to as far as X-Men and everything, that only regards to the movies, and I think partially the television shows, but could technically use all the X-Men, all the Fantastic Four in the video games.
Right.
But they're not. You know why? Because Marvel owns the rights to everything, and they're going to want to promote the movies that are coming out. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be a game made from passion. It's going to be
a game made of business.
Business. It's going to be a business game on the Marvel side, and it's going to be Capcom trying to be oh, please come back. You love us.
I think Marvel kind of spiteful, too. They just be doing shit, bullying.
There's a reason.
I feel like he said Wolverine's not going to be in the game just because Marvel doesn't own him for movies, and I feel like that's going to be a problem because Wolverine's a staple in Marvel versus Capcom, and if he's not in the game,
why Marvel does stuff like that, knowing that he's still in the comics. They're trying to fuck it up his legacy. You wait 5 years and people are looking at Wolverine kind of like he's a dud or something.
They didn't own the rights to the Fantastic Four. So,
and they dropped
Would you continue to make those comics? Because now people who are watching the movies now will go out and buy the
comics. Yeah, but that's the thing is they still making the comics.
They cut the Fantastic Four.
I'm talking about with Wolverine. I don't give a fuck if you make him old or whatever. He's on a fucking new X-Men team.
Here's the thing, back in the 90s, it was okay, we're going to release these comics, we're going to make money off these comics, and maybe the TV shows. Now it's we're going to release these comics, we're going to make money off the
comics. Then the comic books are just there.
It's going to advertise for the movie, and it's also going to advertise for the game, and everything's going to be a circle. One thing advertises for another. That's why Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is never going to get canceled, because it's always a constant advertisement for the upcoming Marvel movie. like,
and that's why it's trash. And
no,
it's
no, it's great. Have you watched it?
I mean, you know, bro. Listen. You just gave a perfect reason for why this show stays on by just by politics. That's what you did. You told me just now the show was
good.
He let you know the politics side, but the show is good.
Listen, I'm not going to say like the ratings aren't great. The ratings for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. aren't great, but it's a great show. Anyway, we're running out of time. So, final thoughts. Closing thoughts. What's going to be the best show coming out? Best new show? Marcus.
I feel like it's going to be The Defenders, for sure. Defenders.
I feel like that's cheating. Give me another show.
Another show?
No, that's not cheating.
Okay.
That's cheating. It's going
to
be good.
So, if I want to be real, I really want to see that new Warriors show. I'm really intrigued by it. I like Speedball and I like Squirrel Girl. So, I'm intrigued.
Speedball's the shit, too, man. Speedball's if you haven't read the comics and know Speedball's history, he's dope.
All right.
The Defenders, man. I got to say, The Defenders is definitely going to be off the chain.
Punisher.
Okay. And The Punisher, too.
Punisher will be.
I feel like both of them are easy answers.
Those two Netflix shows.
No, they're the right answer. What you
they're supposed, the right answer, but like, I'm going
to
say
we're supposed to pick something lesser.
Okay, let me go this way. The Inhumans is going to be the biggest surprise. Ed.
I think the biggest surprise to me will probably be The Gifted, just because it's going to follow off of the success of Legion. So I think that's where it's going to come into play. Like, Legion was just a great show, and then you're going to have The Gifted following that up.
That's dope stuff. Yo, we're about to wrap this up. I'm Jervis. You can catch me at Say Jerv on all my social media.
Man, fuck my social media. It's Dev. I'm out.
Yeah. Party Nerd AJ. What it do?
Eddie Road Dog with 2 G's and on twitch.tv/partynerds.
And on Instagram, you can follow me at @IAM_MiniFridge. This is Marcus.
Man, that's some bullshit.
What the fuck?
Yo, come on.
Yo, party nerd, just the fuck? Ow!
Party nerds, legato, 80s cartoon medley, transform.